When that jail cell door closes and locks behind you, suddenly the universe gets very small. That's what I learned when I was recently allowed to spend the night in the Bexar County Jail. Melvin McKinney, Victor Casas, Jonathan Campos, and Jesus Jose Lopez, all four committed suicide within a four-week period this summer. They hanged themselves with bedsheets in their cells.
Okay. Of any unit, it's all set up this way. This is what you're going to have. You're going to have a single-man bunk or a double-man bunk.
When Lieutenant Mark Padilla showed me my cell, I knew that this experience wasn't going to give me all the answers, but I would have a better idea of what the inmates go through.
Now, these have all, they stay where they're at. These are our new mattresses we got in, and they are sanitized.
I'm issued the standard inmate gear, a white cloth sheet that fits over the thin plastic mattress, a flimsy towel, a rough black blanket, and basic toiletries, a mini toothbrush, toothpaste, and a small bar of deodorant soap. The cell has a steel basin with hot and cold running water and an attached steel commode. The cell door is solid steel with a small glass window. The dark orange paint is worn away in spots. Graffiti is scratched in, honoring the heavy metal band Slayer, Satan, and some choice profanity. The guard has the power to remotely unlock cell doors from his station in the middle of the pod. He or she stands there for the 8-hour shift, except for once a week when they have mandatory overtime. Then it becomes a 16-hour shift.
Basically, all you're looking for is make sure no one is hanging themselves in their cell.
To prevent suicides, the guards are required to do periodic safety checks for each cell. They're called pipe checks because the guard carries a computerized metal cylinder that the guard taps against the metal receivers mounted around the pod. Every 55 minutes, the guard is required to run a pipe check up and down the stairs and across the unit, tapping each receiver, looking in each cell along the way. In the suicide prevention unit, these checks are every 15 minutes. But the guards say even with these computer-tracked pipe checks, inmates who are determined to commit suicide are going to make that attempt.
In a unit like this, I have 50-minute checks where I have to go through and check every cell, look at every cell, to ensure no one's hanging themselves or trying to harm themselves.
From January through September of this year, 1,103 inmates were placed under suicide preventive care due to suicide attempts, according to the Bexar County Sheriff's Office. Last year, the number of suicide attempts hit 1,300. When I asked the inmates about the suicides, they were surprised that the numbers weren't higher.
I mean, I've seen a couple of code blues, which is the code for suicide. And the last one, the dude wrapped a towel around the top rail up there.
Jumped.
Had it around his throat, ran out of his cell and jumped. He bounced off the table pretty hard. This place sucks. I mean, they barely treat us like humans. I've been in GP, I've been trustee. I mean, until I came as trustee to this pod, we weren't treated like humans.
My night in the Bexar County Jail was spent in the Alpha Alpha unit. This pod is for low-level offenders and trustees. These are the guys that aren't violent criminals, but still, you wouldn't want to cross them. Other pods are made up of convicted or suspected killers and violent gang members. Their movement is much more restricted, and many are in locked-down pods. A pod can house up to 80 inmates. The common area has a number of steel tables, each with four attached stools. This is where inmates socialize and are given their meals.
Food we get is horrible. It's all horrible.
Three hot meals a day. The food is exceptionally bad. The inmates call it cat food. It's a mix of potatoes and a soy product. It comes with a piece of cornbread and a slice of sweetened bread. I ate it, and it was horrifying. The inmates complained bitterly about the food.
And it consists of three things every day: soy, potatoes, and bread. Breakfast is usually oatmeal or grits, potatoes, and bread. It's nasty. It's not meant to be the hype, but we're still human.
Despite the bad reviews, they eat it, and many try to get a second helping because that's all there is to eat, except for what's available for purchase at the commissary. But that is limited and expensive. A packet of ramen noodles sells for $1. As night comes, the inmates are ordered to rack up. They return to their cells, and they're locked in, me included.
I'm counting down the hours.
to get out. I just cannot imagine what it would be like to be here day after day after day. I mean, if there's one lesson to be taken from any of this, is that jail sucks.
By sunrise, I had had enough. I wanted to get out and get back to the free world. What did I gain from my night in jail? I learned enough to know that I wouldn't want to be here as an inmate, and that the guards here are hard working. They are the single greatest point of contact with the inmates. Having a company of well-supervised, highly trained, and motivated detention officers is the first line of defense in keeping the inmates safe, even when some are set on suicide. In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.